When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, one bit of NFL news. Daniel Jones benched. So there you go. Giants got to
no!
be. Yeah, Daniel Jones
no,
benched.
No, not Danny.
We get Tommy DeVito back in our
Danny
lives.
Danny Dimes?
Yeah, Danny Dimes benched.
What happened? Why don't they call him Danny Dimes anymore,
I guess
Sean?
He's not throwing dimes anymore. He's just throwing. He's not. I don't know. I do know. But he's
the guy who finally turned the dime authoritatively into a useless piece of currency.
Yes.
It's just, yeah. Yeah, brother, can you spare a dime? Doesn't do a damn
nope.
thing. To,
nope.
You can only buy so much meth.
If you wonder
and
why...
likewise, yeah, Daniel Jones could barely buy you meth right now. No respectable drug dealer would work with him.
Nope. If you're wondering why people keep saying, brother, can you spare a quarter? It's not because of inflation. It's because of Danny Dimes. That's
yeah.
why. Biggest takeaway from the Tyson-Paul fight, we just got done acknowledging Mike Tyson, so we do acknowledge that there was a fight going on, but I would say easily the biggest thing that was being discussed both during and after the event, Seth, was the glitchy nature of the mm-hmm. technical side of the broadcast. And look, as Texan fans, you know, should we be concerned? The Texans game is on Netflix on Christmas now. It will be on local TV as well. I don't know which channel.
Yeah.
The Amazon game was on Fox 26. I don't know. I'm sure I'll get a text from somebody who would be in the know that'll tell me what station it's going to be. It's a month away, so who really cares right now? So locally, if you live in Houston, you don't need to worry about the Netflix stuff. But this is what I would say is, A, there's a lot of fans who don't live in Houston. And B, it is a day on the calendar where a lot of fans who do live in Houston wouldn't normally be in Houston. They might be... at yeah. relatives watching the game. I put up a poll real quick before I get your thoughts on this, Seth. I put up a poll just to ask people after the fight, like, if you're a Texan fan, are you concerned about the buffering and everything else? Like, this was a bad look for Netflix for a foray into a massive sporting event. 77% concerned right now about Netflix's inability to handle the load right now.
Okay, here's the thing. So that was 65 million or so viewers internationally. I don't know if that matters at all or not. But the Christmas games last year, there were three games. They all had between 27 and 29 million viewers. So any one individual stream had about 27 to 20. Well, that's how many viewers there were overall.
Yeah.
So because they're broadcast locally, these Texans games are probably not going to be nearly 30 million, the Texans-Ravens game, so because most people locally would be watching on their stations.
Yeah.
So I'm not overly concerned about it,
yeah.
I think. And it's a more conventional sporting event that they've got some experience. I'm not as worried about it, but maybe I'm naive.
They are, as far as, I mean, not to get too down a rabbit hole with this, but they are outsourcing all of the production of the event.
Yeah.
You know, I believe it's CBS that's producing it. The announcers are Noah Eagle, and I forget who's doing color for the Texans. Like, everybody handling the actual execution of the broadcast itself are professionals who do this on a weekly basis. I guess the concern would just be get more routers. I don't know. Like that thing may have been broadcast perfectly for all we know from X's and O's. And aside from hiring Rosie Perez to be part of the broadcast team. I don't get that, but whatever.
I bet they're, I wouldn't be surprised if they're like in some kind of deep battle with Amazon Web Services or something. And they this was an AWS v Netflix thing or something.
Oh,
I don't
Rosie.
Know. I'm deep in conspiracy. Oh no, no, no. As far as the streaming issues.
Oh,
yeah, there's a no, I'm deep in conspiracy mode with just I've taken my cue from the Zoomers.
Yeah.
Now there's nothing you can tell me that I'm not
the
convinced there's
thing
a
to
deep
do.
Conspiracy behind Sean.
It's a healthy thing to do. Hey, the other poll that was put up by this show over the weekend came from Seth. And it was, this kind of plays off of what we were talking about in the 7 o'clock segment about watching all the, we got to scout all these other teams, the Texans. Two of them, the Texans are going to see within the next month or so. But any of these four teams, they could see in the playoffs. They could see multiple of these teams in the playoffs, actually. KC, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Those are the four teams, I think, that if the Texans were to go on the road and play in a divisional round game, then it likely comes from those four teams. Which one would you least want to go on the road to play? And you asked that question, and the winner was overwhelming in this one. Did it surprise you that the Chiefs won in such resounding fashion? And did you vote for the Chiefs in your own poll? 48%, nearly half the people voted for the Chiefs in this poll.
It honestly, it did surprise me given that I tweeted it out during the Bills game. So I thought that might have some effect on it.
Oh,
and at
yeah.
that point, the Chiefs weren't looking so hot in Buffalo. I think the fact that there's a PTSD from various Chiefs losses, not just to the Texans, but watching other, you know, watching them eviscerate other people at home.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. It's just Chiefs playoffs. There's the personal memory of it. But then also, I think the Chiefs defense is just so good. And the Chiefs' defense at home is impressive. Like, the Ravens' defense isn't as good as it usually is. The Bills' defense is very impressive, but also they're very opportunistic, and a lot of it's fueled by that. I just feel like the Chiefs is still, despite the fact that Mahomes is nowhere near his peak self, he wasn't last year either. So, ultimately, I voted for the Chiefs, if I remember correctly. I have no records of it, Sean.
I voted for the... I voted for the Ravens, and here's why.
Is the one you least?
Is the one
face
I least? Yeah, yep, I least
want
to go play the Ravens, and maybe some of that for me is they actually played the Ravens on the road last year twice, including the playoffs, and I have memories of that. I just feel like all four are going to be impossible places to go play. You know what I mean? And I don't mean impossible. The Texans can't win. I mean it in that adjective of like these are going to be all four. All four are going to be just really hard places to go play. We're picking nits if we're saying one is harder than the other. These are four grade A road cold weather venues. And so then I look at just the beatability of the team. They've beaten the Bills once already. I think they can beat any of these teams. Now the offense needs to get it in gear, as you pointed out earlier. But the Bills and the Steelers, they've beaten the Bills. The Steelers with Russell Wilson don't scare me as much. This version of the Chiefs doesn't scare me as much with this, and I know they flip a switch in the postseason. This Ravens team is a bad matchup for the Texans, the way they bust you in the mouth running the football. And I don't know that the Texans are good enough offensively to take advantage of the deficiencies that the Ravens have on defense right now. You know, I mean, the interior of that Ravens defensive line is one of their strengths.
That is the way the we can talk about this later, but just some of the stuff from watching film this weekend, some of the things that I'm still concerned about with the Texans' interior line.
Yeah.
The one thing too, Sean, real quick to tidy up the Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
I hate so many things about the way things operate right now. Okay, so I went to a Fox website, Fox 26 locally, but they're just printing what the Fox TV digital team does. I wanted to find out what Netflix's explanation was. So the headline is, Netflix responds to streaming issues during the Tyson Paul fight. I go down, I find the heading, it's got a few different paragraphs. The one with the heading, Netflix responds. This is what it says.
Yeah.
Netflix had, quote, nothing to comment on at this time, unquote.
So they know.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. What the hell?
They know.
This is what I clicked on. Yeah.
They no commented with great ferocity.
That's how Netflix. Yeah. The headline is like, Netflix responds
with
a no comment.
All right. Hey, up next, we'll talk to Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans. Seth and I are sticking with you this Monday till 10 a.m. Vandy will join us. We'll get his thoughts. He's up in Arlington getting ready for the game tonight between the Texans and the Cowboys. We'll get his thoughts on that, this rivalry, everything else. The voice of the Texans joins us here next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.